This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Scott Bennett, and Michael J. is coming on. Mike, are you there, or are we still adding you on?
I'm here, brother.
All right, brother. Well, I'm so glad to have you. This is an inaugural. I'm happy to step in for the Power Hour. I think it's a phenomenally important radio program that is, giving truth to people like nothing else. So I'm honored to be a part of it, and we're going to have some guests that we're going to be addressing some important issues going along. I also wanted to read the memo that everyone is making a lot of noise about in Washington, D.C., specifically our portions, the material of shell game that was sent to the president, sent to the members of Congress on December 19th, 2017. And this is probably one of the biggest exposés of criminality in the history of the United States. Everyone's talking about it, but no one's talking about the key issues of terrorist financing and the Clinton Foundation and Eric Holder and Lanny Brewer and Loretta Lynch and the 2008-2009 cover-up of Swiss Bank, Union Bank of Switzerland, and Brad Birkenfeld, the whistleblower who brought a lot of this material forth. No one's talking about that. But this is precisely what we had a conversation with Devin Nunes about. So we're going to be reading and revealing our portion of the memo, because we're living in a time where false flags are occurring everywhere. We just saw a train allegedly hit by a garbage truck or vice versa, and it seems that there's a lot of intel coming out that that was a false flag, that was an attempt to stop and possibly kill some of these senators and congressmen that filed or wrote or signed for the release of this memo. So we're never going to go down the road of crazy conspiracy theories, but we certainly are going to go down the road of testing the facts and testing the evidence, and the evidence seems to indicate that this country is in a coup d'etat, a civil war, whatever you want to call it. But there is a side of patriots that are rising up, and we are those patriots. So I'm happy to join with you, Michael J., and I'll give people some of the info. If you want to know the truth about what this memo really contains, what the truth of the real story behind the Eric Holder Department of Justice surveillance of Trump, go to shellgamewhistleblower.com. We're going to be uploading the memo there. We're going to be reading portions of it here today in case anything happens, so you will hear it. But go to shellgamewhistleblower.com, and the book Shell Game is up there, and this memo is going to be updated and put into it. We're going to have a new edition with this memo inserted into the book because it's so important. But I'm your guest, your host, Michael Scott Bennett, with my guest host, Michael J. So, Michael J., I'm going to pass it to you for an introduction and prayer opening us up. Michael J.
Thank you, brother. We met about 2.5 years ago. You had just come back from spending an amazing and surreal time in a journey that was hosted for you, by the way, by the Obama administration, when they decided that your understanding of your duty as you were working in Central Command and uncovering terrorist financing was too powerful for them to tolerate, so they framed you and threw you in prison. I found out about your journey, your amazing journey, where you discovered the Swiss Bank whistleblower, the terrorist finance accounts that he had given to the Trump administration, that he had given to the Obama administration, and he had been thrown in prison also because they didn't want that information out. And so I saw you first on Carrie Cassidy and found out the amazing thing was that you lived in the same town I lived in. We soon got together. What an amazing thing has happened since we began broadcasting and since we began communicating with Congress, with the Senate, with Homeland Security, with different people in the Trump White House and in the Obama administration. We were communicating with these people and getting them on the record using Skype and then developing these videos where we had them given notice. They were given notice about their implications and the implications of this that administration with financing terrorism. And now it's coming out. Now we see the deep state has been doing what they've done in the Middle East and causing a flood of migrant savages to go up into Europe and bringing them, importing them actually into America under cover of darkness and using all sorts of different kinds of schemes to get them in here. And what an amazing thing now that something wonderful has happened with the election of Donald Trump and with people understanding that this nation was actually being literally forced towards the abyss to be lost forever because the deep state had been getting their way, having their way in this nation for decades, and something happened, a miracle happened, and millions of people came out from the woodwork because they had given up on voting. They came out from the woodwork realizing here was a real choice, a much better choice than that horrific Satanist Hillary Clinton. So I want to give thanks for a minute, Scott. I want to give thanks for a minute and honor God because this is his battle. The battle is not ours. It's the Lord's. And we want righteousness and peace and justice to prevail once again in America. And we want to see these criminals that have been operating under color of law. We want to see them imprisoned and all their assets confiscated and given back to the American people and other people that they've been stealing from. So, Father in heaven, thank you for what you are doing. Thank you, Father, for the miracle, Lord, of raising up a standard in America where your people have been praying and seeking you and asking for your forgiveness for this nation because of all the evil that's been manifesting, all the wickedness that has been accomplished by using Americans who were lied to and deceived, Lord, and believing that they were fighting terrorism when it was this deep state government that committed that terrorist act on 9/11 and many other acts like the Alfred P. Murrah Building and Waco and Ruby Ridge, that we are now seeing that these people are going to, are being rolled up. And, Lord, that we want to see them perp walked. Lord, we want to see them confessed, and we want to see them indicted. And I'm hoping, Lord, that some of them will get ultimate justice for their mass murder and their treason. Lord, we pray that you bless this program and all programs of truth tellers and whistleblowers in America and around the world. We thank you for the miracle of the internet. We pray bless this program and help us in our conversation because we're standing with real Americans and looking for your help and a new America. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks. Amen. Scott?
Amen. Thanks, Mike. And, you know, we've got some guests coming on where we'll just let the producer put them in. Anytime you want to call them and add them in, that's fine with us. We're happy to just begin to open up the conversations because there's so much happening right now, so much happening today. And on the heels of this presidential and State of the Union address, which is a powerful, powerful address that he gave. We voted for Trump, of course. We like Trump. We knew that Jezebel Hillary Clinton would have castrated and burned alive every American male, as well as destroyed every family and consumed them on the bonfires of lesbian hedonism. And suddenly and luckily and blessedly, we escaped that purgatory, if not hell. With Donald Trump being, as you said, Mike, thrown over the shoulders of Americans into the end zone. And he is not our president because of his his vision, but he is our president because of our vision. We put him there, and the moment he goes down a road that we as Americans do not side with, he'll be a one-term president. I don't think that'll be the case. I think he's smart. I think he's conservative. I think God is using him for his purposes. But we need to pray for him every day. We need to protect him. We need to guide him. We need to protect him from the voices of the insidious political class that exists in Washington as contractors and consultants. I've seen them up close and personal. They are a immoral crew of lascivious plastic dolls who have a good exterior but inside are rotten. The same goes for the military-industrial complex. There are a lot of senior-level military leaders that are all show and no substance. And as a result, we've got a rogue military that has been pushing the president with bad intelligence and flat-out lies into expanding these Middle Eastern wars and pushing us into conflict with Russia, with Iran, and now we see additional tumult and stress and friction with Syria and now Turkey and Iraq and, of course, North Korea. So these are interesting times, but we're going to go ahead and start out with some guests. And I want to get into this memo, but Mike, is there anything that struck you about the president's performance in the State of the Union, besides the Democrats falling apart and showing their true colors? Mike.
Well, I think Mr. Trump understands, President Trump understands what makes the real America tick, okay? He was understanding how we had been purposefully ignored for decades, purposefully sidetracked, sidelined, distracted. I mean, I think Trump understands that the World Trade Center didn't come down because it got hit by planes, okay? I think he understands the deep state involvement in using that day of exercises to make sure that there were no top cover over Washington, D.C. and over New York City. I think he understands the kind of complicity that was involved in their using that to justify the promotion of the Seven Nations in 5 years plan that General, what was his name, Wesley Clark was exposed to and reported on. He understood this. He understands that the American people have been paying in blood because of these false flag deceptions in that act of terror by our own government, by the Mossad, by the people involved in Saudi Arabia. And what I think is happening is that he was showing not that the Democrats just didn't want to help him. He was showing that the real issue that the Democrats are manifesting is that they have a horrific hatred for truth. And for real Americans, they were, you know, rejoicing in Hillary Clinton calling us deplorable. But the truth is coming out that these people are literally despicable. And so
We're coming up to a commercial break. Stay with us. We'll be back. This is Scott Miller and Michael Jay on the Power Hour.
Gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
As the Power Hour celebrates its 20th year of broadcasting, ThePowerMall.com temporarily had to close their doors. But when one door closes, another always opens. Introducing an all-new ThePowerMall.com. We completely wiped out our entire inventory and brought back only what you demanded with hassle-free checkout and first-class customer service you've come to expect. Buy from the good guys at ThePowerMall.com. That's ThePowerMall.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Well, this is Scott Dunn and Michael Jay stepping in for the Power Hour. Today we are going to be continuing with our discussion on the presidential State of the Union that happened and some of the material that we're going to be talking about that has been linked with the Devin Nunes memo. And I'll just simply start out the conversation, Mike, and you can jump in. We're going to take guests in about 40 minutes because this is a very important thing to read now. This may be our only chance to read it because we see going around all sorts of chaos unfolding. And I think it's very prophetic and disturbing, but at the same time, it's an opportunity to share with Americans what's really going on. Let's give it a summary that in 2015, we were in communication with the Trump lawyer, Michael Cohen, in New York, and advised him about some of the serious offenses that were being done by the Clinton Foundation, by Eric Holder, by Lanny Brewer at the Department of Justice, by President Obama. And based on that conversation of Swiss banks funding terrorism and the Clinton Foundation pay to play, a lot of the surveillance that was done against Trump was enacted, and a lot of this material is going to be coming out that is, I think, what's really disturbing a lot of these members of Congress, because they're seeing corruption at the highest level. They're seeing pay to play. They're seeing all of this abuse of the United States Constitution. So we first spoke with Cohen in 2015. We then spoke with him again in 2016. Paul Preston was on that phone call, and we recorded everything, of course. Just giving the president all of this material. And the 2016 call was interesting because that's when the media, Tom Hamburger specifically in the Washington Post, invented this false story that the president had received WikiLeaks cables, as if trying to allege that he was working in collusion with WikiLeaks. And he mentioned the name Michael J. Erickson, which I thought was quite interesting, because what the real story was Scott Bennett and Michael J. Anderson and Paul Preston had been in communication with the Trump people and had expressed that WikiLeaks cables are included in the shell game report, as well as 19,000 Swiss bank accounts that were used in terrorist financing and that had been confiscated by Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and Donna Shalala and various people at Covington and Burling. That was the real story. That was the real corruption, the real conspiracy. And as a result of that, I think the deep state operatives that were identified in this crime have been scrambling ever since. And the scrambling to contain and scrambling to create diversion operations and distraction operations to pull people's attention away, using the Russia meddling, the Russia interference, which is all propaganda and nonsense. And the Russian situation doesn't exist. There was no Russian interference. That was all a psychological operation to distract people. And it was a very poor one because it tried to resurrect communism in the Soviet Union. And no one under the age of 55 with a brain has any fear of Russia because they know there is no communist menace. There is no Soviet Union. There's the Russian Orthodox Christian people that is very similar to the American Christian people. And that's why Americans and Russians, on a spiritual religious level, are the closest allies and friends that you could have. You don't have Christians in Great Britain anymore. You have a bunch of pedophiles. You have a country in a slow train wreck. You have Theresa May and all of these half-wit godless hedonists. It's not the British Empire of glory in the ancient days in the Victorian era when they went around the world to spread the English language and economic flourishment and the Bible. Those days are over. So you've got Russia and America now representing the greatest hope for future tranquility and harmony in the world. And there are elements that don't want that. The neoconservative warmongers, the Zionist elements that want conflict between Russia and the United States. So we're in a very interesting time. But before I start reading the memo, I'm going to hand it over to you, Michael J., for your thoughts on what's going on in this scrambling, desperate action by the deep state to cover up what we know, which is shell game and the true story of the Clinton terrorist financing saga.
Well, one thing I'd like to say is that we're seeing that the major people in the major players in the FBI, including Mueller, because he was in there before, including Comey and Rosenstein and other people and Lynch, all of these people and McCabe, all these people are implicated in uranium. All of these people are implicated in the cover-up of the 9/11. All of these people are implicated in because of the cover-up of 9/11 and other things, in facilitating the mass murder of millions of citizens of other sovereign nations around the world because they had the power to stop it. They had the power to expose George Herbert Walker Bush and his son, George Walker Bush and Cheney. They had the power to expose them in their complicity with committing an act of mass murder and treason on 9/11 and exposing the...
We're doing a commercial break. Stay with us. We'll be back. Michael J. will pick
bacon.
Up.
I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some. I use some. I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Thank you very much for having us on. What we were looking at before the break was that the amount of corruption in this nation, the level of treason that has been documented, has started many, many movements, many truth movements. The Power Hour has been part of that movement for, I think, more than a decade now. And we're looking at what it means for regular Americans to take responsibility, to stand in the gap, to realize that it's not up to other people to make a difference. If you see the difference between right and wrong, if your conscience is still functioning, you have a right to stand up and say, this is wrong and this is right. this is a direction we should go or this is a direction we shouldn't go. But I think what we're dealing with is that the psychological and emotional complexity that has been created by intense programming, the hijacking of the media, the psychological programming, the mockingbird media, and the transformation of our social and entertainment culture by very subtle means has taken us, as I like to say, in one generation from Leader to Beaver to Beavis and Butthead. We have been transformed by misdirection. We've been transformed by subtle, deceitful programming that has been designed to change our morality. And the issue is a lot of people are in shock because they really, in suffering from the horrible truth, they're discovering that they've got something at work in them that's called cognitive dissonance. They have a hard time believing that people are this corrupt, that people are this wicked. People like Nancy Pelosi, who she makes $174,000 a year, and yet she's worth $77 million after working for 28 years. Well, do the math. Understand that these people are bought and paid for. They were part of the problem that turned the American Congress and Senate into the best paid whorehouse in the world, and it's a horrific thing that's going on. And what we're looking at is that we have seen the necessity to make a difference, to hold these people accountable and say, we don't care how much you think you're in control, you're not in control. This country belongs to the American people. You've introduced laws into this nation that are counter to the Constitution. You've removed the Ten Commandments. You're transforming the moral atmosphere of our culture. You have promoted everything that's disgusting and offensive and saying that it's a freedom and it's a right when it's not. You can never have a right to introduce moral evil, moral wickedness as a right. You have a right to do what's right. You don't have a right to do what's wrong. So what they have done is try to do the mind-bending, gender-bending, morality-bending psychology against us using all sorts of things like drugs and seduction in our media. And America is saying, no, this kind of trash, this kind of disgusting moral diarrhea has to be rejected. And I think that the Congress and these corrupt people in the Senate, I think they need to be subjected to a moral enema. Scott, what do you think?
Well, I'm glad you kind of talked about that, because let me take a quick segue before we jump into the intelligence memo revelations. I just finished an interview for Russia Television, and it's fascinating because they were asking me about the abortion, Margaret Sanger, eugenics, family policy, birth rate, or
child
society. No, so, well, that's inclusive as part of their tactics, but this is, quote, the childless society movement. And Russia Television was asking me about this, and it was fascinating and refreshing that, and sad in a sense, that Russia Television is the one that's addressing this. No one in the entire Western civilized world of Europe and the United States dares touch anything that criticizes Margaret Sanger or eugenics or abortion or homosexual marriage or any of these perverse, hedonistic, lascivious, narcissistic impulses, selfishness. But Russian television does, and I was flabbergasted, and I agreed to the interview, and they asked me for about half an hour questions about Margaret Sanger. What's the history of abortion in the United States? How did all of this start? How did the eugenics movement start, the childless society? And, you know, when you do a quick survey of the law, it reinforces what we've talked about before, Mike, which is law creates culture, culture creates life. And the Margaret Sanger pro-abortion eugenics childless society, you can trace to the 1873 Comstock Act that was passed by President Grant, who was General Grant in the Civil War. The Comstock Act of 1873 made it illegal to have any sexually perverse pornography or letters or anything that denigrated the natural family, the natural sexual impulse. It prohibited and made illegal any discussions that or any communication or any materials, any pamphlets, any magazines, any books, anything that was obscene. And the reason was it kept the family and sexuality pure. And Margaret Sanger was prosecuted and thrown in jail, I think it was, for the Comstock Act violation. She fled to Great Britain. She fled the country. Margaret Sanger fled the country. And she didn't come back until the Comstock Act was revoked as unconstitutional. Which, you know, would be interesting to see if that could be thrown out. But again, the law changed. The judges, activist judges, made the Comstock Act illegal. So suddenly you opened up the door for pornography, for contraception, for Playboy and Penthouse and lascivious discussions and movies and things like that. So law changed culture. And then culture in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s began to indoctrinate children and reflect these sexually loose attitudes and materials. So we've got a template that we can, in living color, analyze. And that was the Comstock Act of 1873 kept American families and sexual identity pure between a man and a woman in the context of lifelong marriage. And as a result, you didn't have the disease, the social physical diseases and the mental psychological diseases that lasciviousness and fornication and perversion call and homosexual impulses were not recognized as an alternative lifestyle. All of that was kept illegal under the Comstock Act, but activist judges changed that. And then you had culture begin to materialize like a harvest of poisonous fruit, and then that poisonous fruit was fed to children in the form of education and sex education, and then you had all sorts of Title IX and animosity between the sexes and the competition between the sexes, which denigrated natural family formations and natural marriages. And it's fascinating to me that Russia television would pursue this. So I engaged in a very happy discussion with them, and I said, look, here's the – and the last question was, what is the fruit of this childless society? And I said, the childless society is a movement by hedonistic, selfish people that do not want to have children. They do not want a healthy marriage between men and women. They want child pedophilia. They want fornication. They want absolute selfish, narcissistic pursuits. And the result of that is going to be the death of society. And you already see that in America. The fruit of a childless society is to make the woman hostile to the man, because suddenly you take away her natural impulse to be a mother, a wife, a nurturer, to nest. You turn her into a prostitute, and you create animosity and aggression and hostility and competition between the man and woman, the husband and wife. And that causes effeminacy in the man. That causes a disintegration of his manhood, his sense of protecting his woman, protecting his family, the sense of honoring and loving and respecting his wife. Is the woman whose price is above rubies. And that effeminization of the man transforms the man into a violent, warmongering savage that we see in Lindsey Graham and John McCain and all of these others who are waging war from Libya to Syria to Iraq to Afghanistan. And now they're trying to continue on into Iran, and now they're threatening North Korea and Russia. That is not an isolated phenomenon. That origination, the birth of that attitude, comes from the destruction of the sexual family impulse. Make no mistake about it. It is linked. It is a process of transforming policy and law and war as a result of the disintegration of family. As the family goes, so the nation goes. And as the nation goes, so the world goes. And we see that in America. Pushing war since September 11th, 2001.
This is
so it was interesting. Go ahead.
Because the first instruction God gave was actually a blessing to man in the garden when he said, be fruitful and multiply. And this is looked at as an option, and yet this was man's purpose in the earth to because God himself seeks the godly seed. And men have rejected the purposes of God. We've let go of the commandments of God.
We will be back after the break. This is Scott Bennett and Michael J. Stay with it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I want to say the producer at the show is fantastic. I have to say, the producer of the Power Hour show, we are so lucky to have him, because you and I are like cats, Mike. It's hard to manage us. It's hard to schedule the breaks and talk over this. So let me just humbly and very graciously say thank you to the Power Hour producers working the keyboard and managing this. It's so refreshing. We apologize for any shortcomings that we may have on in timing the breaks and the commercials and the callers, but thank you. The Power Hour is very lucky to have producers like that, because radio and throwing things like this together are critical. And I just, you know, wanted to say that. And Mike, your statement on the original family eugenics and all that, I want to let you continue and finish that, and then I want to jump into something else. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, very good. Our issue in California and in the United States, but California, it's really being magnified, and we are, as a people, doing something about it with a new California state movement. And you can look up New California State, because this is not about secession. This is about a mitosis, a social and political mitosis, where millions and millions of Californians are realizing that the sociopaths running the state under the control of a Jesuit-trained maniac named Jerry Brown, these people are choosing a constitutional formula to actually create a new state, like the Dakotas were split into North and South Dakota. Like the best example is West Virginia splitting away from Virginia, and we've got North and South Carolina. Well, we're about new California, the new California, and it is an amazing thing. But let's point out that let's remember that the amazing amount of propaganda and conditioning and psychological warfare was directed against America starting after World War II, when a group of people were brought over into America called under Operation Paperclip, and they were Nazis. We didn't understand at the time that the Nazis were the deep state that were involved in both sides of the war. That is, the Rockefellers were involved in supporting the IG Farben corporations that now control our major pharmaceutical companies, Merck Sharp and Dohme and Bayer and Sandoz and whatever. All these people were spinoffs from the IG Farben group. But in another way, what happened with the introduction of Nazis brought into America to create NASA, to create DARPA, and to populate the CIA. This was brought in as part of the deep state problem, the deep state dynamic force that was going to transform America. And then along with this, programs were introduced into America in the 50s and 60s, which were part of a package of psychological warfare that had programs like MK Ultra, Project Monarch. And after that, we had two psychologists who were associated with the CIA for the transformation of American culture. One man was named Hugh Hefner, a psychologist, and the other man was named Timothy Leary. And he was bringing in a very powerful cultural transformation substance. Essentially, it was sorcery. Pharmakia in the Greek means sorcery. And he introduced something that was manufactured by an IG Farben spinoff named Sandoz, and that was called lysergic acid diethylamide. And this, along with a psychological program that included socially transformational music from Britain under the control and direction of a group called the Tavistock Institute, this was used to change America from God, mother, country, honor, patriotism, to sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That's what happened when the Tavistock Institute started using programs like the Ed Sullivan Show to introduce psychologically transformational music and to change the view that young people have had of America. And so this was very effective, and the coup de grace, I believe, something I personally experienced as a young person in the 60s, the coup de grace was the introduction of a false flag war after they murdered Kennedy, because Kennedy was going to pull us out of Vietnam. He was already starting the process in 1963 when they murdered him. The key was using the false flag war of Vietnam to create a division in America and to introduce, with the drug culture, the peace movement, the different communist movements, and to hyper, to use racism also, in order to, and the battle against racism in order to, fracture America. Now, I've said before and I'll say it again, I won't stop, but the murder of JFK, RFK, and Martin Luther King Jr. was about the deep state murdering the American dream, the real American dream. And monsters like, Lyndon B. Johnson, who was a rabid, Zionist, and, he was, a gangster and, anything that wasn't real American, the introduction of the great, his plan to put people on welfare, that new, what was that called, Scott, his program, a social program?
Johnson had the Great Society and the Civil Rights Act of 1964.
Yes.
And simultaneously with that.
Destroy the black family. Go on.
That's right. He destroyed the black family, and he also destroyed the natural complementariness of the sexes by creating competition between the sexes. That was the birth of Title IX, which said if you're going to have a male football team at high school, you have to have a female football team.
Right.
And that suddenly pulled women out of home economics, of the natural direction that their biological natures incline women, and give them peace and happiness. And women suddenly were being forced into male football teams or hockey teams or automotive shops or things like that that were traditionally male. Title IX said, nope, you can't have a male thing without a woman-female thing exactly the same. And it was social experimentation, and it was very destructive because men, and there's a good book called Men in Marriage and Sexual Suicide. George Gilder wrote it, and he was a technocrat science guy, but I read this and studied it when I was at the Heritage Foundation. And I've got the experience in this. My dissertation was in social science statistics relating to family and marriage and the whole sexual identity. I worked with Rob Rector and Pat Fagan and Tony Perkins and all these people at Family Research Council and Heritage Foundation and at Health and Human Services, as well as Alan Carlson at the World Congress of Families. So I was mentored by the best men. Let me say that again, the best men, with regards to defining the sociological connection between marriage and healthy families and healthy sexuality to a healthy society. Boy, these breaks just sneak up on us. Mike, stay with us. We'll be right back. We promise we're going to get into some hot stuff right after the break. Stay with us.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.